see.
This call is being recorded.
To see these chakras as they really are, not as a figment of your imagination, not as something that someone in a book somewhere said that these chakras exist, but that you have never seen them. No, you do not see them with your physical eyes, but you do see them through your third eye center. It is all about perception and knowing that they are there and that they are real. And now you have the seven chakras, and you also have two below your feet as well, and three above your head, making a total of 12 chakra centers, 12 wheels of force or wheels of energy. And that eighth chakra now, the soul star chakra that has come alive again, has become awakened again in many of you, in all of you that are on this call, as well as many who will read and resonate to these words after. True, many are asleep across the planet. Many do not have any concept of the soul star chakra, or even the chakra centers at all. But yet, they are all coming alive within, all across the planet. This is helping the awakening process as these centers come back awakened again. For first it is the centers that awaken, and then the consciousness follows. It is not the other way around. So allow this process to continue. And it is a process, my friends. It is a process that is happening. And now I want you to allow your consciousness to move into your fourth chakra center, your fourth chakra, and that high heart center just above it, in the beautiful magenta color. And feel your consciousness now moving into that center, into that peaceful, calm center, just above your heart, and the love that is shared there. And let your consciousness now move through that up into the vortex that is created by the energy connection between your high heart center and your sixth chakra, your third eye center, with energy connecting from one to the other and back around and around and around, forming a vortex of energy, and your consciousness being pulled into that vortex of energy and finding yourself in your forehead, looking out through your third eye as if you were looking out through a doorway or a window out into the world. But it is not a window out into the physical world. It is a window out into the astral world. And allow your consciousness now to move through that doorway or that window, through the third eye, into the astral realm, and stand there next to your physical body and realize that you and your physical body are one, yes, but you are also separate. Your consciousness is separate from this physical body. Your consciousness continues on forever, even though your physical body may expire. You that is your conscious knowing self will continue on forever and ever throughout eternity. Let yourself now find yourself floating above the ocean. It does not matter which ocean, Pacific, Atlantic, whatever ocean it would be. Allow yourself to find yourself over the ocean, looking down at the ocean, the waves of the ocean. And as you come closer and closer to the surface of the ocean, the surface of the waves, There is a rowboat there. All of a sudden, a rowboat appears below you, and you move down into that rowboat. Not a boat with a motor, just a rowboat that is floating on the waves, up and down, up and down. Not strong waves, but waves. And as you settle yourself down into the boat, you feel the gentle rocking of the waves back and forth, back and forth, calming you, relaxing you. And then you look out across the surface of the ocean, some distance away, and you see a solitary figure moving towards you, walking upon the surface of the water. And for a moment, you wonder, how is that possible? But then you remember, you realize that you have done this before yourself. You have walked upon the surface of the water. You have flown upon the currents of the air. All of this is possible. And as this figure comes closer and closer, he beckons you to come forward, to step out of the boat onto the surface of the water and begin to move toward him. Walk upon the surface, approach him, and get closer and closer. Do you know that this is Yeshua, Jesus? Just as he walked upon the surface of the waters and astounded many in doing so, as you are looking at this, you are not astounded by this. You realize this is normal. This is how everything can be, how we can all walk upon the surface of the water, how we can all walk upon the surface of our entire being and just be. That is what it requires, to just be. Not to be in fear, but to be in love, to be in light, to be in oneness, to be one with the water itself. For as you are one with the water itself, you can do this. You can walk upon the surface. For you realize in that moment, you are the surface of the water. You are the water. You are one with the consciousness of the water, one with the consciousness of the air all around you, one with the consciousness of the fish that swim beneath your feet. All is one. And one is all. Now allow yourself to rise up with me. Rise up above the surface of the water, higher and higher. Seeing the water fall below you, the ocean fall below you, as you rise higher and higher up into the currents of the air. Higher until you rise above the Earth's atmosphere, penetrating through it, penetrating through the veil, moving up and up, until you can turn around now and look back down and see the Earth in all of her pristine glory as the blue planet. The beautiful blue oceans and the blue skies and the fluffy white clouds that move across these skies. Do not see it as some would see it, but see it with your new eyes, with your third eye open, wide open, and the pristine beauty. And the joy that you see as you know that the earth, Gaia herself, is ascended, not ascending, has already ascended, and is just waiting for you, just holding a place for you, to be able to move through the ascension just as she has, just as you have many times before, all of you have. See now the violet flame spreading out across the planet, first as a flicker of light and growing and expanding. The violet flame that can engulf the entire planet. And as it engulfs the entire planet, it washes away, it burns away all of the old dross, the old programming that no longer is needed here. The experiment is over. It is only the programming that holds you to the continuing experiment, holds you to the continuing illusion that has been created here, that you created as the life force here on the planet, as a part of that life force. But just as you created it, you can now discreate it or uncreate it. And you can begin now to create all that is new, the new golden age of Gaia, the new earth, the nouveau earth. You can create anything that you want. So create now a love that is sweeping across the planet, a consciousness that is sweeping across the planet and bringing truth to wherever there was falsity, wherever there was false sayings, false knowings, fear, hatred, anger, wherever that was, now there is only love and oneness and light and higher consciousness and higher vibrations. As you feel the waves of energy that are coming into the planet, literally bombarding the planet, because the planet and the solar system itself is moving through a new area of the galaxy that it has not been for many thousands and thousands and thousands of years. But as it moves through this area of the galaxy, it is now being bombarded by those gamma waves of energy. Those gamma waves are awakening many more and more across the planet, bringing light, bringing love, bringing oneness to all of life here on the planet, within the planet, above the planet, and throughout the entire solar system. As the entire solar system is also moving through the ascension process. And you, those of you, the human members on this planet, are those that are triggering this ascension. For as Gaia ascends and you ascend, so too does the solar system ascend. And yes, even the galaxy. So allow yourselves now to begin to drift back. Drift back toward your physical body. Merge back with your physical body. Bring your astral body back in. Tuck it all back in, all the way around. And know that you, as the conscious knowing self, are there to protect that physical body. You, as the conscious knowing self, can make this body live forever if you so chose. You can heal the body. You, as the conscious knowing self, the source within you, can bring about perfect healing. Can stop the aging process. The aging process that is not real anyway. It is but part of the illusion. For in reality, there is no aging. And there is really no death. Death may be of the physical body, the expiration of the physical body, yes, that can certainly happen, but it does not have to. Let yourselves now merge back in with your physical body, come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And yes, I am Yeshua. I often come as my higher self, Ananda, but this time we chose that I would come to be with you. Because of that which is approaching in your next advance, your next gathering together of old souls coming back together again and reuniting and reigniting the flame within all of you. That is what this ascension process is all about, reigniting the flame within each and every one of you, and to all of mankind, and to all of life forms here on the planet, reigniting the flame. Not igniting it for the first time, but reigniting it, reawakening the source within all of life. That is what you are doing, my friends, my brothers, my sisters. And that is what I attempted to do those 2,000 plus years ago, is to reignite the flame in my brothers and sisters there, to all that I could reach. Did I reach them all? Certainly not. Can you reach them all? Most likely not, but you can reach many, just as I did as well. I reached those who were ready to be taught, who were ready to open up to the understanding of who they were, even to the understanding that they were God within them. I spoke about that. I and my Father are one. But I did not speak only of my Father. I spoke of all of our fathers and mothers. The Father, Mother, God, Source within all of us. All was about reawakening that. To come out of the sleep process that we had all fallen into. And to reach to those who were ready. And those that I called my disciples, which many of you were there along with me. Even a few of you were those disciples. But know that even though it has been said that there were 12 disciples, there were many more than this followed me. But they did not follow me. They followed the I am that I am within me. And I was there to show the way, just as you, each and every one of you, are here now to show the way, to open up to all those around you. And yes, you are being ridiculed for your beliefs. I certainly was ridiculed for my beliefs. But did that stop me? No. Is that stopping you? No. Because you are remembering now who you are. Each and every one of you are beginning more and more to remember. And you are allowing this remembrance to move through you and have the being within you open up to all of those who are ready. Is everyone ready? Not in this moment, but in the next moment they could be. And that is what keeps you going, just as that is what kept me going and kept me learning and remembering who I was. Did I know it all at once? No. I had to learn. I had to be taught. I had to travel and experience those who were more advanced than I was at that time. They taught me. Just as we, those of us, what you call the ascended masters, are here to teach you and to reawaken, help reawaken within you the source, the God source within all of you. We are all one in this endeavor, in this experience, in this journey, my friends, my dear brothers and sisters. And I say that as brothers and sisters because several of you were a part of my family at that time, there in Galilee, in Jerusalem, in Egypt. You were there with me, just as you are here with me now, and I am here with you now. In the moment now. You spoke earlier of being able to stop the aging process and to be able to reverse the aging process. And is this possible? And I say now, as Yeshua, certainly it is not only possible but probable that each and every one of you can not only do this, but are destined to do this, if you allow it. Just as those that were so-called healed by my hands, they were not healed by my hands. They were healed by the hands that worked within me, the Father, Mother, God, Source that worked within me. Just as the Father, Mother, God, Source works within all of you, and because of that, all healing is possible. All age reversal is possible. And as you are going to find in your next advance, even the rising of one who has passed on is possible in the reading that the James is going to give. Just as I did in those times, 2,000 plus years ago. Yes, I did raise from the dead. But know that that one, the one you call Lazarus, he was not dead. His life force was still within him. And I reached to that life force within him and brought that forward. If the life force is still there, it is possible. Just as the life force is within all of you now, And all of you, because of that life force, that tremendous life force within you, anything is possible. That life force can stop the aging process right now in its tracks and begin to reverse it. But the belief has to be there. Believe it, and you will see it. Believing is seeing. Not seeing is believing. If you have to wait to see it, to believe it, you are going to wait a long time. You need to believe it, and then it is possible. Just as those that I laid my hands upon, it is their faith that set them free. It is their faith that healed them. Their belief in the God source within me that healed them. I appreciate this time that I could be together with you and be able to share in this way, and to be able to open up many of your minds that have been so programmed to believe those things that have been shared in your Bible and in your other religious works that attested to my miracles. They were not miracles. It was science. It was a knowing of how to use that science. That spiritual science to bring about the changes that were necessary, to show others around me that it was possible, that all things are possible within the God source. All things are possible within the God source within all of you. All of my peace and love and oneness and sharing of the light continue to be with all of you. I am the way, the truth, and the life and the light, just as all of you are, as you continue to show the way now to your brothers and sisters all around you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om greetings to you. One who serves here, you can now unmute your phones. And we just have one thing to say. All things are possible, just as Yeshua said, just as we have been saying for some time now. You need to take this within you and begin to run with it. Run with it. Run in the light. Run in the love within you. Let it come forth within you. Just as Yeshua was ridiculed, many of you have been ridiculed for your belief system. As you tell more and more people, oh, the ascension is coming, or oh, the revaluation of monies is coming, the financial system is changing over, disclosure of ETs is coming, and all these things you have been saying to those around you, and what do? They laugh, or they say, what have you been smoking? Or whatever it might be. And you know within you, though, each and every one of you know that you know the truth. You are the truth. Just as Yeshua said, you are the way to show everyone the truth of the beingness that you all are. And the light, or the life, the life that you can share together and share that light together with all around you. This is what it is all about. This is the ascension process you are all moving through. This is the preparation that you are all preparing for at this time now. And this advance that is approaching now in just a few days, this is preparing you to begin more and more, not only to know the way within yourself, but to realize that you are the way for everyone else to follow. You as this group and as individuals and as many groups together that have come together in this way, the light worker community, you are all here to show the way. You are all the John the Baptists preparing the way, not for the Messiah, but preparing the way for the second coming, the Christ consciousness, to move through all here on the planet that are ready for it. We are open now to questions. Shoshana is standing by, or most likely sitting by, as the Joanna is sitting. So we are ready for your questions, if you have any. Are there questions?
This is Keisha. May I ask a question?
Yes, please.
I've just recently gone through a severe attack by the dark forces, and this happened in April and May, which put me in the hospital about 4 times. I've been working my way back. I've gone working my way back to be able to even do my spiritual work. And thanks to my beloved Mushava family, they pulled me through what they call a trial by fire. And I was just wondering, because of the severe trauma that I have suffered, when will I be able to hear and feel my family again around me?
First of all, it is not so much that you need to hear your family around you. They are already there. You are a part of that family, as you already know. And this is why you are able to connect with this particular grouping, we will say here. Family, as you are calling it. And this is why you were able to do that, because you have the Syrian background, as you already also know. And because of this, they were able to work directly with you. But when you say dark forces, that can be a misnomer in many respects, because many think in terms of attachments or possessions or these types of things. Does that happen? Yes, it can happen. Does it always happen to individuals such as yourself that are experiencing these types of maladies or diseases or whatever might come up to bring you into a dis-ease state within yourself? Is it always this? No. Sometimes it is simply a karmic attraction that you have pulled from past lifetimes here into this lifetime with you. When we are saying this now, not only to this one who has asked this question, but to all that wonder about this out there. Not to say that you did not have these attachments, as you are saying. Not to say that some of you out there have had these attachments, these interference from those which would be considered the dark forces. This can certainly happen and does happen. But it is very minimal now that this can happen to those within this group at this time, because you have the protection of many who are working with this particular group. And that is to say also to many other groups that are out there. where two or more are gathered in his name, meaning the I am that I am, the God source, where two or more are gathered in his name, there will I be. I being the I am that I am consciousness, be there amongst them. So when you gather together in a group, whether small or large, you have the added protection from all of those angels and archangels and ascended masters and galactics and whatever it might be that are there to help protect you. Because as you are the way, the truth, and the life, as Yeshua said, you are needing the protection if you are asking for it. If you do not ask for it, then it will not be there directly for you when the time of need comes. So we would say, ask, and you shall receive. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Shoshana, do you have something you wish to add?
There is much in the experiences of this one that she is sorting out, that she continues to sort out, that she continues to seek an answer. The answer that this one seeks is within her. There is no outside answer. The answers are all within. This one must seek to find her own answers within herself. There are many reasons why this one has gone through those experiences, and it is somewhat complicated here. And we cannot give a quick answer. We cannot give a summary answer, as this one that is living this life, that is experiencing those experiences that seem to be negative in her estimation, by using the term dark forces or trauma, these are all words that are not positive in the life experience. So we would say that we do not have anything to add here except that that which you have gone through or experienced is purposeful to place you back on your path. That is what we have. Namaste.
Wonderful. Very well said. Are there any other? Yes. Are there any other questions here? Yes. Is that a question coming, or are we through for the time being?
I have a question.
Yes.
There are two questions. We will take one and then the other.
First, the one that is the Thomas.
Okay. I was listening to Sananda, and he said that many of the people that were with him in Galilee are on this call now. I'm just wondering what, if any, problems would occur if those people were singled out and say that I was there or another person was there, and just for information's sake, for nothing else.
First of all, we are not in the habit of directly saying if one is this person or was this in a past lifetime or has this twin flame or whatever it might be. We do not operate in that respect. But with that understanding, we can tell you that those on the call here, those of you, the old souls that have come back together again, have come back together again for a reason. You have come back together again because you were there. Many of you were there at that time with Yeshua. Many of you in various respects. Not all of you were part of his disciples or part of the group that traveled with him. Some of you were those that even may have gone against him in that respect at that time. But we can tell you that because of the experiences that you had, you being the one that has asked this question, because of the experience that you had, that is why you are wondering about this. Because you have a deep feeling within you, a deep remembrance within you that is starting to just peek its head above water here, we will say, and just beginning to give you a glimpse of who you may have been at that time. And it has something to do, we will say, with your name. That is all we can give you, but that was a major hint for you, dear one.
My current name now?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Shoshana, did you have anything you wish to add
not,
here?
No, we do not have anything to add to this.
Very good.
I have a question. What is the frequency of the fifth dimension in Hertz?
Why is this a need to know this?
We were going to say
what
this.
Why do you have a need to know this?
Because I feel that I can use it as a tool to help me align with that frequency.
The frequency that is in the... We apologize, dear one who says,
no,
may
please,
we move forward?
Continue.
May we share our perspective on this, dear sister?
Sure.
The only thing that the human being that is going through the ascension process that wishes to experience the fifth dimensional life and sustain the experience of the fifth dimensional life must know only one thing, and that is the frequency of the fifth dimension is love. It permeates everything in the fifth dimension, and those that are fifth dimensional beings see everything through the eyes of love. So that is what we would ask you to focus on, because measurements, as in what you call Hertz, is a third dimensional tool, not a fifth dimensional tool. Namaste.
And we will add here to more directly answer your question, as well as others who may have a similar question. Not that we are going to give it directly, as you know, we're not in the habit of doing that most of the time. But we can tell you that if you look up the gamma waves, the gamma vibration that is coming into the planet, it will give you an idea of what you are speaking in terms of the Hertz frequency here. And that is what you will find in the fifth dimension and beyond in terms of being in those gamma waves of consciousness.
But what we must say, and we must add this vehemently, that those that wish to measure something are missing the value of it.
That is correct.
I don't want to measure it. I just want to use it. So thank you for the clarification. I appreciate it.
The way you use it, dear one, is to be it. Just as Shoshana has given, be love, be light, be the God source within you as much as you can. Be in joy in every moment as much as you can. Find yourself in an expression of love and oneness out in nature as much as you can. That's how you be it. Do not need to worry about measuring it. Just be it. Okay.
Thank you. Can I ask, can I add on to that question that Christy just asked? Music helps us get into a beautiful state. And there's different, I don't want to say levels, but there's different formats of music. And they're saying that maybe 40 hertz music is the gamma hertz of. I'm just asking if we could want to feel more of that love, what kind of music can we listen to in hertz, or maybe you can explain it in a different way.
There is wonderful music that is available that utilizes the expression or the being able to associate or resonate with the chakra centers. That, in terms of more what you would call the new age music, is very helpful in that respect, which brings you into that 40 hertz and above vibration. So that can be very helpful. Also, the older classical music can also do this as well. But you want to stay away from that which would be considered the rap music and the, we're finding from the James here, the heavy metal type of music, the expressions that bring your vibration down rather than up. Yes, you may find within certain expression of music that your adrenal glands are heightened, but that is not calming. That just simply raises your adrenal, your adrenaline within you. And that can be actually very harmful to you over, certainly over a period of time, if it is a continuing expression over and over. Once in a while, hold please. Once in a while, not so bad, but continuance of the pounding bass and things of this nature can be very detrimental to the vibrational resonance within you and your chakra centers and how they relate to this music. So find music that is soothing, calming, that reaches your heart center. That is what you want. What reaches your heart center and above, not below your heart center. Okay? Does this answer your question, dear one?
Yeah, the Michael Love spoke about listening to 40 hertz music, and because it's the gamma hertz, I just was wondering if that's helpful too.
That is kind of.
May I add something to it? May I add something to this? Question.
When they finish, Irena.
I'm sorry?
When they're finished, you can, I think.
Okay.
Very good. Are we done with this part of the question?
We would like to add
Shoshana
something.
Shoshana wishes to add something.
There, dear sister, can we add the perspective that we have on this?
Yes.
There are vibrations that we carry as human beings that will resonate to or be a match to the music that we listen to. So when we hear the so-called rap music or the so-called heavy metal music or what those music vibrations bring, those that listen or are drawn to that music is because that is their vibration that is matching the music. So we will tell you that you as a human individual with a frequency or a vibration that is higher will seek to listen to the music that matches that vibration. So that is all it really is matching the vibration that you are currently in. If you wish to raise your vibration even higher, and that is an intellectual choice, then you will seek the music that has a higher vibration than you currently carry so that your vibration can raise up to that vibration. The thing about the hertz is the Western music has been toned down to a different hertz, which is a vibration, so that the human beings that are listening to that hertz of music are lowering their vibration without really even knowing it. So that which you are speaking about, the Michael Love, and saying to listen to the higher vibration music or the orchestra that has tuned its instruments to 40 hertz is because it is a higher vibration and it is more absorbed by the higher chakras. Namaste.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Does this resonate with you?
Absolutely, 100%. And I hate rap. And I hate heavy metal. I listen to nice, beautiful, new age music. Thank you very much. Yes, thank you.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there other questions now before we release channel?
I have a question. This is Rita. Hi.
Yep.
Since we're talking about music and hertz and that sort of thing, hertz 528 adds up to a 6, which is numerology, which you know I'm always astounding, which means love. And there was one who wrote a song that was in that hertz, and I'm asking you the question, the one who serves in Shoshana, and he wrote the music. What was it now? It was Imagine.
Don
he
Lennon.
Didn't live very long after that.
Yes.
Can you tell me possibly what did happen to him? I think I know, but I'm not sure. And any others, music names of them, that we could listen to. I know the keys. I play the piano. I know which is the notes for the hertz. And I know it's C, E, and G. And when he wrote that, Imagine, that's mainly what he wrote, played them in, is those keys on the piano. So could you help maybe a little bit more so I could listen to some more in the hertz of 528?
First of all, you asked a question. Were you wanting to know what happened to this one, the John Lennon? Is this
yes.
your question?
Yes, if you can answer it, maybe I have to know that. I don't know.
We can answer it in this way.
Okay.
Just as your JFK, your John Lennon, your Elvis Presley, whatever the various ones that have had experiences and then they were suddenly taken out of the picture, you might say. It is never as it seems to be, or certainly as the media has portrayed it to be over a period of time. So no, there was not one that assassinated JFK. You already all know that. There was not the magic bullet.
That's
you
right.
know that.
Yeah.
Just as you most likely know that it was a conspiracy that removed the one John Lennon from the picture because of who he was and what he represented to the world that was against those of the dark forces, the Illuminati, the Cabal, all of this, that needed to have him removed from the picture because of what he represented to them as a danger to them. He was awakening the population, and he was not allowed to continue to do so. But know this. He knew this coming in, just as the JFK knew this coming in, that they would be ones who would lead the way, just as you all are leading the way now. Not that you have to be removed from the picture as they were, certainly not, but it is one and the same in terms of showing the way, being the ones, the forerunners to go before and prepare everyone else for what is coming in terms of the ascension. Okay, Shoshana?
We are not certain what to share here, but we will share our perspective with you, dear sister, if you would prefer this.
Yes, I would prefer this. Thank you.
Our dear sister, Rita, John, among others, had experienced others that are not earthlings. They experienced the music of the spheres. They were visited by angels, and they were visited by high consciousness ETs that attempted in every way to influence their music so that humanity could hear the truth. In the words of the song, Imagine, this is how the high consciousness angels and ETs wish for man to live. And because John was such a reputable musician, they felt by speaking through him and writing through him, they would reach many. That is the true story. Now, because there were others that knew that he had a great celestial influence over him, they could not have that continue here because that would truncate their power over humanity, you see. So what we would tell, that is the story of John. And we would tell you as far as what to listen to. Our dear sister Rita, we do not have to tell you that. You are a high vibratory being with a great ear for sensitive and beautiful music, and you can choose your own. Namaste.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Somebody please mute the phone.
Say that song, Imagine, I don't know anyone that doesn't like it. And it hit me. I love it. And it has a certain type of chord that does reach your soul. And it's very simple. His music was very simple. But his wife is the one that wrote the words, if I am correct.
Yes, that's true.
And I just wanted to know that. And thank you all. I do want to say something about Sananda Joshua today. That hit my soul too. Of course, he always does. I just can't stop thanking all of you for all that you have done for humanity, and especially me. Thank you.
And we send that right back at you.
We thank you for all that you are doing. We must clarify also that it does not matter who wrote those words. What is the truth of this is that the one known as Yoko and the one known as John were interchangeable.
Yes.
They were twin flames.
Yeah.
And that is why they worked together and they experienced all the same things.
Yes.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Yes. Are there any further questions? We take one more question and then we would need to release channel here.
I have a little question. This is Claudia. And I attended a session with Mother Mira several weeks ago here in Denver. And she is a saint, awakened, light being, very, very high love from India that's been living in Germany for quite a while. She hasn't spoken in many years. And there were about 200 people in the room. And people, you know, and lined up, and they go and they kneel in front of her. She holds your head, and then you look in her eyes a bit, and it's very, very powerful. It's very beautiful. But what happened to me was when I was sitting in my chair, and basically throughout the whole session there, which was somewhat an hour and a half, I could smell this really intense smell of a, it was a perfume that it reminded me of, that my mother would use a long time ago when I was young, very little. And it's made out of a flower. It's called the Mayflower, Little Maybell in German. And it was around me the whole time. And I would ask my friend next to me, I said, "Do you smell something? Do you smell this?" She says, no. I've checked it with a couple of people several times. She never did. So I asked inside if, you know, I had the feeling my mother had come through, but I didn't know what the message was or anything like that. But I had that once in a while in my life, not that often. Sometimes as well, she would come through a smell, through a scent. And I wondered if there is anything you could tell me about that.
We can share on this.
Yes.
May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
We wish to share our perspective, and we feel very certain that you know what this experience is for you, and that we will just say what is already in your heart. This scent that belonged to your mother is the way that she is communicating with you, and she is telling you that she has never left you, that she loves you beyond measure, and that you have doubted this most of your life. And she is bringing to you this scent to reinforce her love for you. And she watches over you all the time, and she protects you, and she guards you. And once again, she will forever love you, and this is her way of reminding you of that. Namaste.
Thank you. That is very sweet. Namaste.
And you know how we always say, for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear? Mm. Well, we will add one more.
Yes.
The nose to smell. Okay?
Yes.
And we just wanted to jump in. This is another one who serves. This is the one you have not heard about from for some time here. But we just wanted to give our 2 cents here. And, maybe 3 or 4 cents, not so much 2 cents. But anyway, we are here to share with you quickly that we are going to be here. I am going to be there with you at the Advance. I am looking forward to it greatly, so that we can be joy and maybe sing a little bit. You know how I like to sing, and no, James doesn't like it so much, but who cares? I'm going to do it anyway. So get ready for a wonderful time, a wonderful, joyful experience, and we, those of us, the one who serves, and all of the mass ascended ones that are working with you, and the galactics, are all going to be there and be ready to bring in the new year. I know it's not quite the new year yet, but we are preparing. Boy, are we preparing. We, all of us, are preparing for an amazing next year that is coming, that is going to be the fulfillment of all that has been said for some time now. Many of you have wondered, well, you have said it, and it's not happening, nothing's happening, and those things that many of you say, well, get ready, get those seatbelts fastened, because it's coming, people, it's coming. Shanti, peace be with you. We let Shoshana finish out here if she wants. Bye for now.
Shanti.
Wow. That was a rush. you all have clairaudience, clairvision, and all the clairs that you can look up, clairsentience. You have all these things that you have not used so much. Those in the spirit world that wish to be present to you will use those tools to reach you. So you see, it is common. But the human being down...
Hey guys, please mute your phone. Please stop being rude. Mute your phone. Thank you.
The human being doubts their ability to be telepathic, to be clairsentient, to have clairaudience, to have all the clairs, because we have been told we do not have those things. So when it shows up in our experience, we do not exactly know how to decipher this. What we would tell you is, do not doubt yourselves. You are all clairsentient. You all have clairaudience. You all can communicate with those that are not here or behind the veil. You all can do that if you wish. This is what we have for you today. Please take heed that this is the truth of your being. Namaste.
Thank you.
Are we finished?
Mm-hmm. All right, we're back. That was unexpected.